Today I want to just take a few moments and tell you how I became post-trib, because when I was growing up as a little kid, I'll be honest with you, I believe in the pre-trib rapture. I mean, I was taught that Jesus could come at any moment, and I believed that when I was a small child. I expected him to come any day, and I didn't know if he was coming today or tomorrow or when. But when I was 12 years old, I decided to read the New Testament cover to cover for the first time. And I can remember it like it was yesterday. I was sitting in the living room, and I was reading through the book of Matthew. I got to chapter 24, and I read that part where the Bible says, after the tribulation, Jesus comes in the clouds, the trumpet sounds, he gathers up his elect. And when I read that, it was just obvious to me that the rapture comes after the tribulation, not before. And right then and there, I rejected the doctrine that I'd been taught previously of a pre-trib rapture. And I can honestly say I've never believed in it since. Now, I remember later on, I started to dig into it more, especially as a teenager. I really dug in and started studying it. And I started drawing out a lot of charts and timelines and trying to put it all together and figure out, you know, where everything from Daniel matched up with Revelation and so forth. So when I was 12, obviously I didn't understand the whole doctrine the way that I understand it now. But I understood one thing for sure. The rapture came after the tribulation. I got that when I was 12. Now, I remember later on when I was 15, my teenage Sunday school class was going to do a series on studying the book of Revelation. Well, I wanted to get the most out of it that I could. So I decided, you know, it was announced on a Sunday morning, hey, this is what we're going to be starting next week. I went home that afternoon and I read the book of Revelation cover to cover twice. And I just became really interested in it. And like I said, I drew a lot of charts and studied it. And really, I formulated the timeline of end times events pretty much the same way that I believe it now. By the time I was about 16, I had it all laid out. I had it all charted. And obviously, there have been little tweaks here and there since I was 16 as I've studied and learned more from the Bible. But the basic skeleton of that timeline was developed when I was 16.